listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry at 1-800-449-8686. We had in Los Angeles over this past weekend, we had a lot of things, and we certainly will address the Laker-Blazer game at length in our program. But we also had the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. And Chris Norton, roving-style reporter for our program, was on the scene at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention, and he's on the line with us right now from Hermosa Beach to tell us a little bit about how that went and what was going on. Chris, where are you right now?
All right, so right now I'm sitting here having lunch over here at Capri's in Hermosa Beach and sort of doing a postmortem on the whole thing for Phil Henry Show over the national syndication. But I tell you, it was interesting at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. I was at the LA Convention Center. It was very, very hot, very, very sexy. Hot actresses from the adult convention. From the adult film.
What is the purpose of an adult? All conventions are basically put on. Not conventions, but I should say shows are put on for what?
Well, for retailers, for people to see what the different things are in the adult film business and the adult product business. I had a hard time getting in because I didn't have a press pass, but I did put the $15. That's what it cost.
You had to pay to get in?
I did, yeah.
Well, what happened to the press pass?
They didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't honor it, so I, you know.
Did you have a press pass?
I had one of your cards. I guess I wasn't good enough. But I...
No, the card isn't going to do... You got to get a press pass. Generally, you got to get that from the sheriff's office, okay? Anyway, tell us about... So there were products there at the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. It was different... What? Adult... What? Tell me about it.
Well, it's an adult business. There's a lot of different adult products that's there. I had a list of here of some of the people that were there. There was the Free Speech Coalition, French Kiss Magazine, Hedonism 2 and 3.
All of these are entities that have a stake in the sex business, huh?
Yeah, an adult entertainment business. There was Bedtime Productions was there, Wicked Pictures was there, Celestial Science, a lot of different companies would have got a stake in the adult business. But it's very sexy. It's very, very hot. And
Who was there from the film business?
A lot of your very favorite, not your necessarily, Phil, but I mean a lot of everybody's favorite, really hot, hot new stars of adult films. Jill Kelly, man, she sizzled. Serenity, Temptress was there. Stephanie Swift was there. Stacey Valentine, Kylie Ireland. Very, very, very hot-looking babe, Brooke Hunter, Dave Cummings. It's a place for fans to meet their favorite stars. And I had a good time. I guess I had a good time. We encountered a couple problems in terms of, I think, the way that the convention is promoted, Phil.
We're talking with Chris Norton, and he's over at the Capri restaurant in Hermosa Beach talking to us about the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. What problems did you confront there?
Well, I wouldn't say...
I mean, you indicated there was a problem?
Well, the only problem that I had with it was that there... I think the only thing that marred an otherwise perfect day was that many of the women that were there... and there were a lot of women that were at this thing, but they did not seem to want to. They didn't seem to want it, you know. And
what do you mean by want it?
Well, I mean when you go to something called the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention, there's a lot of film. There's a lot of adult porn stars there. There's a lot of porn business people are there, and if there's a lot of women come to it too, you know. And I think that these women didn't want to have sex, you know. And
You're indicating to me that you were meeting women there and you were asking them if they wanted to have sex?
Well, it's a natural thing to do, Phil. If you're at an adult entertainment convention, it's a natural thing. I think you maybe want to meet women. I was just meeting women and saying hello to them and seeing if they wanted it. I mean, I think that says a lot about the convention, because if you are talking about a good sex convention, then the women that goes there are going to want it. And I find it very unusual for a woman to go to a sex convention and not want it, you know.
And all right, so while you were at the convention, were you meeting women and asking them if they wanted to have sex?
Well, I wasn't meeting women to see if they wanted to have sex. What I was doing was I was making friends, and yes, to see if they were interested. But I do not understand how a woman that is so immersed in all that sexuality doesn't get, you know, isn't sliding off her seat. And it's kind of a given that women there are going to want to give it. But it just didn't happen.
Are you talking about the women that were there as just customers, or the women that were...
Yeah, just the customers.
Not the actresses.
No, the actresses, I mean, are there to, you know, meet and greet, although I'm sure they want it, you know. Because
well, here's an opinion, and I don't come from inside the industry, but as much sex as a adult film actress has during the course of the week, what makes you think that on the weekend at an adult convention, an erotic convention, she's going to want to have sex there?
Because that's why they got into the adult film business.
Because that's why they got into it. Why? Because they want to have sex all the time?
Because they want it, yeah. But I'm not even talking about the actresses. I'm talking about...
You're just talking about the regular women that were there. Were what, boyfriends? Were they there with girlfriends?
Yeah, well, some of them were there with their husbands. Some of them were there. Some of them were single. Some of them were there with their girlfriends, you know, and they're out of curiosity. And so that's what I'm saying, you know. If I ran this convention, I think they need to reevaluate their image. I mean, the only women that would go to erotic or sex convention are women that want it, and they did not want it. And
well, then what's wrong? What do they need to do?
I think what they need to do, I think one of the brilliant, brilliant, brilliant things that Hal Griffith did, one of the great porn directors, was he brought out the lesbian aspect, and every woman wants to have lesbian sex anyway. So if they had more of a lesbian angle, a lot of women would be so turned on they'd want it right there, and, you know, right there on the floor of the convention center. Also, I think the convention center need to provide a place for people who, you know, who they knew in advance would get turned on by the sex to go with women who wanted it somewhere.
And where, a place to get intimate?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably a release station or some kind of a roped-off release area. So those are things that I found false.
No, wait a minute. You're asking the L.A. Convention Center?
No, not the L.A. Convention Center, Phil. Just the people who run the Erotic L.A. Adult Convention.
So the people who run this erotic convention to have places for people to go and have sex?
It only makes sense.
Why?
Because you're at an erotic convention.
Well, I just don't see how, because you're at an erotic convention, a convention about adult films and erotic whatever, adult AIDS, that you're necessarily going to want to have sex right there.
Well, this is one reporter's opinion, Phil, but I was at the Erotic L.A. Adult Entertainment Convention, and I was ready, Teddy, and I was ready to go, and there just was not too many women who wanted it, you know. And so that's what I would say. Eventually, I think they're going to have to change things around, but, you know, until then, I think some things are... Fortunately for me, I did get lucky toward the end of the day. And that's,
so did you find a woman?
Yeah. I mean, she's in her 40s, you know. She was in her 40s, so I don't know if that's...
Okay, well...
I mean, it's just if you have a lot of sexuality, you're going to want to find a woman that wants it, and I don't know why more women didn't want it, that's all. And I was wearing my Cochran outfit, too, Phil. Did I tell you what I was wearing?
No, what, out of the thing?
Yeah, I was wearing a Cochran outfit. Mesh tank top, I had black leather pants, I had my Tony Lama soft black leather boots, I had Oakley mirror shades, shoe shine hair, I had a hemp friendship bracelet, nice-looking Rolex, $200. I had a diamond stud in my ear. I have a tongue stud for oral sex, and I have a diamond stud in my nose. And so I was ready to go, and I looked hot, and I knew that I looked hot, you know.
Well, if you looked hot and you're at an erotic sex convention in L.A., why did you? The only woman you had sex with was in her 40s.
Yeah, she's like 45. She was working at a salad where they give salads out. You know,
why no other women?
Because of the fact, like I said, Phil, the women's were not turned on enough by the lesbian angle, and they need to have more lesbian sex if straight women are to get turned on at the SESS convention.
Okay, Chris Norton is with us here. He went out as one of our correspondents to the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention at the LA Convention Center. $15 to get in. He said there were some very beautiful adult film stars there, but none of the women that came to this event, who came to this convention, wanted to have sex with him. And he thinks that's a failure of the convention for not emphasizing the lesbian angle enough. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and that outfit you were wearing, Chris.
What about it?
I mean, you got to be kidding me, right?
No, man, believe me, you need to take my advice, okay? Because that's where it's at, you know?
Yellow mesh tank top.
That's right. That's right. I know what women want, okay? And that's why this convention was pretty frustrating to me.
All right, Chris Norton with us here. 1-800-449-8686 is Chris talks to us about the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. 1-800-449-8686. Here in Los Angeles over the weekend, there was the Erotica LA Adult Entertainment Convention. A lot of companies that are involved in adult entertainment will go to this convention as companies go to other conventions and promote their wares, promote their films, promote what they have. The Spearmint Rhino was there. Chris Norton is on the line. He was there reporting for our show. And Chris is at Capri's restaurant in Hermosa Beach right now. What is Spearmint Rhino, Chris?
That's a male adult strip place. It's some very, very classy strip joints where you can go look at women take their clothes off and a place like that. But I was a little bit disappointed, I think, in the convention from the fact that they not have, I guess a lot of the women there just didn't want it, you know. But Spearmint Rhino is a national franchise.
But you were disappointed because the women that were there didn't want to have sex.
I would think that's one thing to expect, yeah.
All right, and you were there wearing an outfit.
Well, so I don't want to overdo that. I'm just saying that I was dressed to kill. I mean, any woman would see me and my. I mean, I do have a certain look that women want to have sex with me when I'm wearing it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and that look, by the way, was a yellow mesh tank top, black leather pants, Tony Lama soft black leather boots, mirrored Oakley shades, and shoe-shined hair. Here is Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir, hi.
Yeah, I was just calling to make a comment about the last caller.
I'm right here, sir. Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, I was just calling to make a comment about the last caller. And what I just wanted to say is...
Well, I am the last caller.
Okay.
Chris is on the line with you right now.
Oh, okay, cool. First of all, not every woman wants to have lesbian sex. Okay?
Well...
That's simple fact.
That I agree with, but what about the ones that go to the L.A. Erotic Convention Center?
Okay, well, newsflash. There's a little something that all men have to say, okay? If someone don't want to have sex...
Hold on. Your car phone is crapping out there for a second. Are you there? Okay, Lake City. Okay, Lake City, you there? Okay, the dude's gone. Syracuse on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. That's too bad. He had a good question. Syracuse, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
My husband and I are in the car, and we just cannot believe this Chris guy.
What can I help you with, ma'am?
Chris, I don't understand where you're coming from. Like, you can't even talk about sex except using the word it. They all don't want it.
No, that's what I mean, though. They want to have sex.
Obviously, they don't want to have it with you because if you were spending the whole day there and the outfit just didn't do it for you.
No, what I'm saying is this. I think it's an important thing to say. If women go by themselves to the L.A. Erotic Adult Sex Convention, you think that they'd want it, okay?
Well, I think anybody who's going there, first of all, if maybe they're looking for a job, so they're not just going to give it for free to some guy who can't even get the credentials for a press pass.
I got in, okay, so I was there.
But you paid $15 to get in. They're going
right.
to give it to someone.
Well, what difference does it make? Oh, in other words, they're going to give it to a guy who's got a press pass?
Well, they'll probably spend their time with someone who can get them into the business. I don't think they're going to give it to just some guy in a mess tank top.
Well, I disagree, okay, because there is such a thing as a casting couch. And they
but
don't
you're
know.
Not the caster, Chris.
Well, they don't know who I am, you know. All they know is. And the other thing is, that's got nothing to do with it. I'm talking about just getting turned on to what's going down. You know, you look around, it was just a cavalcade of sexuality, okay?
It was a what? It was like a cavalcade?
It was just a festival of sex. It was neat, you know. Every time you turn around, you're looking at like devices for SAS and movies and everything.
Yeah.
And if you were there, I'm sure if you're a normal woman, you would have been turned on by it, but I guess not. I think the reason is because there's not no lesbian angle on it. And
so this lady here in Syracuse, if she'd been there and there'd been more lesbian sex, she would have been turned on.
Well, all I'm saying is it wasn't sexy enough, that's all.
It wasn't sexy enough?
That's all I'm saying.
All right, man, thanks for your call. Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show, hello. That the whole thing wasn't sexy enough.
That's right.
Schenectady, hello.
Yeah, this is Schenectady.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, Chris.
Good afternoon.
If you understand women so well, I would think after about 3 hours you'd understand that perhaps it wasn't just the look that they're looking for. Maybe it's what's inside the shell.
Well, but it's what's what?
What's inside the shell.
Well, why are they at the sex convention? See what I'm saying? All the things that everybody's saying is not holding water. So, because if these women are all about touchy-feely sensitivity and all that stuff, then why are they at the L.A. Erotic Adult Show? The reason why they're there, it's simple, is because they want some good sex. You know what I'm saying?
They may not be there shopping for your sex. They may be there for multiple reasons. Most likely, they're not going to run into a back room to have a quickie. They're probably looking for things to get home with.
Well, what do you think they're looking for? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, they're not the touchy-feely type if they buy double-ended AIDS. Do you know what I mean by double-headed AIDS?
Did you try looking them in the eye, smiling, some body contact versus just asking them plain out
well,
they want to run and have some good sex?
If they are into, you know, that, they should be at the Home and Garden show, not the Erotica show if they don't want to put out. See what I'm saying?
I think your argument is very weak.
So the women who go to these shows, you're saying, Chris, are there to put out?
No. I'm saying the women that go to the shows are interested in sex. That's all I'm saying. See what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Trust me, man. When you come out to L.A., look me up. I'll show you the ropes. Okay, dude?
Okay, dude. No problem.
All right, man. You get out here, man. I'll show you how it's done.
Well, you keep shopping with the wrong piece of fishing equipment, okay?
What are you telling me, man? You would have had more luck than me?
I doubt it. No, sir.
Yeah.
I just think you're doing something wrong.
Well,
I took you all day to find something you're looking for in the wrong place.
I was wearing a yellow mesh tank top, black leather pants, with Tony Lama soft leather boots. What am I doing wrong?
It's obvious that you're taken with the way you looked and not necessarily with what you could give as far as emotional support.
Dude, what's emotional support got to do with it? I had a Rolex watch on and everything.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
What about the fact that I had on a shoe shine hair and hemp friendship bracelet? See, all that stuff adds up in my book.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Okay.
Good luck there, Chris, and try to find yourself somebody to take home at the Erotic L.A. Sex Convention. We have Chris Norton with us here. I can't believe you went all the way to that convention, man, just to look for someone.
No, so I didn't go there all the way. I didn't just to look for some chick to have sex with.
All right, well, then why are we focusing on this?
Because I think it's significant to let my listeners know, the people what are tuning in to hear my report, that if you go to L.A., the Erotica L.A. Adult Entertainment Convention, that you may not find no chicks that want to have sex with you, and you could walk out of there with two blue, you know, balls in your sack.
Okay, thank you very much for that, man. Gee, that's great. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.